I really didn't become what I would consider a Caribbean woman until I moved to Barcelona. So what I said at the beginning, you don't miss something unless it's gone. I never had to miss or think about the fact that I was from the Caribbean. However, the minute I left the Caribbean, I automatically knew that I was from the Caribbean.
This is Samantha Sangster, and this is the Modern Caribbean Woman podcast.
Today's episode, we're going to talk about what it means when I talk about being Caribbean. I know, you know, there's a definition of touching the Caribbean Sea. So anything that touches the Caribbean Sea is technically Caribbean. So even if you are not an island that's surrounded by the sea, you may consider yourself a Caribbean person. For the purposes of this episode, though, I may focus a bit more on the island nations. So forgive me, who may not 100% agree with me when I talk about what it means to be from the Caribbean. It really is true what they say, that you don't miss something until it's gone. Now, from a logical standpoint, of course, you cannot miss something unless it's not with you. Otherwise, you would have it and there would be no need to miss it. Now, why am I talking about that? Well, I didn't really know that my identity as a Caribbean woman was a thing until I was in a situation where I was no longer in my element. We'll get into that and we will save the conversation about identity, like a deeper talk about identity, for a later episode. But in a nutshell, I never had to refer to myself as a Caribbean person until I left to move to Spain. Now, of course, I knew where I was growing up. I knew I was in the Caribbean. I knew that's where I was from. And I have to give props to our education system back home that properly exposed us to our history. We knew about our indigenous peoples. We knew about the slave trade, the indentured laborers that came, and all the different stories of colonization that happened in our island and the others, as well as the Americas. That is something that I feel we actually have a bit of privilege coming from the Caribbean, because we tend to be a bit more open about it. It's normal to talk about it. That is our history. And so in primary school, I was Samantha from Paramin. I didn't need to define myself in any other way. That was my differentiating factor. That was my difference. That was my uniqueness. In secondary school, I got a bit more finesse. We learned things like writing letters and properly placing your address, and I was Samantha from Paramin Village, Maraval. So instead of just saying as a primary school student that I was, yeah, my name is Samantha and I'm from Paramin. No, I was Samantha from Paramin Village, Maraval. Now, up until that time, up until secondary school, my only interaction, as far as I could remember, from Caribbean people not from Trinidad were Bajans. I somehow had a lot of connection to Bajans. I had a family member who moved to Barbados and his kids were, actually don't know if they were born there. I should find out. I'll check in on my cousins and find out if they were born there, if they were born in Trinidad. I can't remember. But they lived in Barbados. Also, my dad had a bunch of colleagues who were from Barbados, and once a year they would come to Trinidad over Easter break, and we would all go to Maracas and have a good time by the bar in Maracas with the bacon shack and the music. And I don't know if some of you listening would remember those, like, I guess it was a party. I'd have no idea what it was. I was probably too young to be there, but it was all good fun. My dad, his friends, his co-workers, and you know, a few other family friends. So all I really remember at that point, knowing other people from the islands, were Bajans, and I remember listening to all the arguments about if Carib is better than Banks and vice versa, and those are bears if you don't know what I'm talking about. It wasn't until I got to university, I went to the University of the West Indies in Trinidad, the St. Augustine campus, and it wasn't until I went there that I really started to understand the true beauty of the region that we call home. I, of course, met amazing, intelligent, and just overall wonderful people from all over the Caribbean, all of the islands. You know, I still have fond memories of some friends from St. Lucia and Antigua and sharing a flat with someone from Dominica and him, you know, making banana fritters that up to this day, I still try to make and I mess it up every time. He also made really good coconut chip cake, something. It was like sugar cake, but not grated. It was like slices of coconut. So good. I can't make it at all. And if you're listening to this, I'll probably message you and check in and see how you're going. But I met a lot of amazing people. When the student guild, so like the student government organization, they would organize a lot of cultural shows. And with those cultural shows, I got to see, you know, the overlaps in our food, the overlaps in the national dress of each island, listening to our childhood stories and our dreams and how similar things were, the way that our parents and grandparents lived. There were so many similarities. And in that moment, I honestly could say that I didn't really grasp the gravitas of the experience while I was in it. All I remember knowing is that these people are awesome, they're my friends, and, you know, life was simple, life was good. And while the different musical songs that came out of the Caribbean wasn't foreign to me in terms of, you know, I was exposed to it through my family who were very much into music, but something that I really remember was listening to all the sweet vocal tones of my friends and classmates from the Caribbean islands, the hills and valleys of everyone's unique accent that just kind of wrapped me up like the $3 sauce doubles that we would go get in Curep. And at that point, I was no longer Samantha from Paramin Village, Marval. I was now Samantha from Trinidad. Somewhere about that point in my life, I can't really remember which came first, but I made my first international trip. Up until that point, I had only gone between Trinidad and Tobago, both by plane or by ferry. You know, I didn't come from a lot of wealth, and so traveling to the other islands or even internationally as a young child was not an option for me. I always knew that I wanted to travel. I always had this wanderlust that I was able to tap into as I became an adult and self-sustaining from a financial standpoint. But my first trip was to New York. Nothing out of the ordinary for someone from Trinidad or the Caribbean. But it was the first time that I was able to experience what they would call a diaspora. Now, I don't even think the word diaspora was in my vocabulary at that point in time, but I just remember my uncle taking me to Jamaica Avenue, which was apparently the thing to do, and I saw all these people, similar types of accents and personas that I would find on my university's campus, but this was living in the US, but it was kind of like a Caribbean ecosystem inside of New York. It was a world that I had never experienced before. And all of a sudden, I was no longer just Samantha from Trinidad. I was Samantha from Trinidad and Tobago. Fast forward a few years. I finished my degree at UWE and I somehow found myself moving to the enchanting city of Barcelona, Spain. As a young adult in the city, I did what every other young international person did, and I went to the pub crawls and I went to meetups and socialized over one Euro beer and an assortment of tapas. It was amazing. Again, life was good. But something strange started to happen. Now, in Barcelona, I met people from all over. And I literally mean all over. From the Americas to Australia. I met people from South Africa, from Pakistan, from Korea, from multiple Latin American countries, from Norway, from Sweden, from Poland. One of my roommates was from Poland. She was an awesome person and I still keep in touch with her now and then. And Barcelona being such a callaloo of nationalities, as it were, it was common to hear, de donde eres? Everybody would ask you that, where are you from? It was one of the first sentences you would hear from a stranger. Initially, I would respond, you know, Trinidad y Tobago. After a while, I realized some things used to happen. Eyebrows would raise, people would look at me funny. They didn't know where I was from. I would continue saying Trinidad and Tobago, Trinidad y Tobago, as best as I could. And at one point, a guy asked me if Tobago was in Africa. And I said, no, it's Tobago, not Togo. And so I realized that I needed to find some way to solve this confusion that everyone would have when they heard about Trinidad. Eventually, I started to say, Trinidad y Tobago. And I would pause and I'll say, en el Caribe, the Caribbean. And then I would get, ah, okay, like Rihanna. And I would giggle and I would shake my head and then I would tell them a coy yes and walk back to the bar and get myself another vino tinto. But, you know, slowly but surely, that response kind of became my default toolkit. If I encountered someone who didn't know where Trinidad and Tobago was and I noticed it in their face or their body language, I would immediately add on the Caribbean. Then they would say things like, so is it close to Jamaica? No, it's not close to Jamaica. It's all the way to the end. Muy cerca de Venezuela. Very close to Venezuela. And sometimes I would even have to pull out Google Maps and zoom in and scroll and zoom in and scroll until I could show them my beautiful islands. Now, outside of all the other experiences I had in Barcelona, that particular fraction of my life, like that social aspect where I would go out and I would interact with others and share where I was from, share a bit about my culture, it taught me a few things about the Caribbean. First off, we are small. When you look at the countries of the world, the populations of the world, and the financial backing of these countries and these populations, we are small. There is no denying it. We are a fraction of many countries. It's okay. That's just who we are. But we are also very powerful. Additionally, the people of the Caribbean, the minute we leave our island shores, we are ambassadors for the entire region. We are no longer just from where we were born or where we grew up or where we identify with in terms of a passport or some other emotional bond, but instead we are ambassadors for the region. And so I had to remember that I was representing the entire region in the way that I carried myself, my dignity, my class, and my purpose. But having to represent also meant that I had to learn a lot of stuff, right? Rosa de Jamaica, sorrel, same thing. It's called many different names across the islands, but it's the same thing. I also had to learn a bit of, like, you know, which rum was better, and I will go for House of Angostura any day. And also had to talk about how I like my plantain, like sweet plantain. Now, if I have to be honest, I'm not a big fan of it, but those, you know, versions like tostadas, you know, I really like that. Anyway, all jokes aside, I really didn't become what I would consider a Caribbean woman until I moved to Barcelona. this ties back to what I said at the beginning. You don't miss something unless it's gone. So I never had to miss or think about the fact that I was from the Caribbean. However, the minute I left the Caribbean, I automatically knew that I was from the Caribbean. And I loved it. Now, clearly, that experience made a lasting impact on me. I mean, after all, this podcast isn't called Modern Trini Woman. It's called Modern Caribbean Woman. And I am still Samantha. I'm still Samantha from Trinidad. I'm still Samantha from Trinidad and Tobago. And I'm still Samantha from the Caribbean, all wrapped in one. As I got older and as I started, you know, finding time to volunteer a bit more, I was able and privileged to mentor a lot of young women, young men as well from the Caribbean region, the Caribbean islands. And I realized that we have so much in common. We have so much commonalities, so much overlap. And so in wanting to share and wanting to bring us together in terms of having conversations and talking about who we are, the idea of this podcast actually got started. As I continue on this journey with you, and we talk about what it means to be a modern Caribbean woman, we will touch a bit more on what exactly it means to be Caribbean. And I look forward to sharing more with you. I thank all of you who listened to the first episode and gave me feedback and gave me suggestions on moving forward. In true Caribbean fashion, I have decided to release these episodes every fortnight. So every 2 weeks, you'll get a new episode. Thank you again. Like and share this podcast if you like it, if you think someone needs to hear it. Continue giving me feedback. I hope you had a great time with me today. And happy Carnival.